Craig, I know I was up late. I know you were up later. So if one of us leans one way or the other, just sort of poke us so that we can shake ourselves back into focus on things.
Was Matt Lundy up late at night? That's what we need to know.
Matt, were you?
Wow. Yeah, I probably went to bed about 1 o'clock last night. I have a board meeting this morning for the Board of Commissioners, but I can guarantee if I was working in morning radio, I would have gone to bed a lot earlier than you guys did. Of course, when you're covering news, you don't have a choice.
Well, when you have something, you know, any kind of elections are historic in any regard, or just sort of if it's news that's happening because you don't know how it's going to come out. It's like when you're watching the Indians game last week. You stayed up after the rain delay and the 10th, like that too as well, because you just want to sort of be a part of it. It's different than having to just read it or see it, but actually experiencing as it happens.
Yeah, well, I think the Indians World Series run certainly prepared us for election night.
Well,
lots of stress, right?
Oh, yeah. We're talking with Lorain County Commissioner Matt Lundy this morning. And, Matt, some issues on yesterday's ballot. One approval, the big school issue in the city of Elyria, the bond issue in Amherst. So some money issues did pass. However, the county ones did not fare as well. What do you think happened there?
Well, I think first off, you know, people hear me talk about it all the time, but the reality is that, you know, Columbus is not sending money back to the communities that it should be sending back. And a lot of the money that was used to balance the budget down there in Columbus came from the schools, came from the communities, came from the counties. And so what that's resulted in is a lot of questions being forced down to the local level for cities and schools and county government like us trying to figure out ways to balance our budgets and pay for our, you know, safety forces and our schools, so on and so forth. And so I think what you're seeing is that a lot of things are getting pushed down to the local level. So while folks in Columbus can pat themselves on the backs and say, hey, look, we're not raising your taxes, even though they did raise the sales tax 0.25% over a year ago, the reality is that it's all getting kicked down to the local level. And I think what happened, you know, last night was a lot of folks looked at things and said, hey, listen, we need new schools in Elyria. I got to take care of, you know, my city first before I start taking a look at a county issue. And, you know, over in Lorain, thank goodness they got more money for the firefighters, badly needed money. But, you know, a lot of dollars that should be coming from Columbus where you shouldn't have to make that ask of the local citizens. But so I think there's, you know, some fatigue and people saying, geez, I got all these questions coming up before me and I can only decide on so many things. But not surprised by the outcome. We tried many times before. I think the last time was 94-95 when a sales tax was actually approved by the voters. But the reality is the need doesn't go away.
Matt, that said, was it a good idea or maybe not a good idea to put three new countywide tax issues on the ballot?
Well, we didn't have a choice. I mean, it's the financial reality of the situation. We had no choice. I mean, this county is being overrun by a heroin epidemic, and we know when we open the paper every day, sadly, we see the faces of those who have lost that battle with the heroin epidemic. We have an increase in crime in the community. The prosecutor is telling us that they can't keep up with all the cases. They may have started prioritizing the cases. The coroner's having a tough time keeping up with having to, you know, identify the bodies. The sheriff's department is having a tough time keeping up with, you know, their investigations as well, too. And so the heroin epidemic issue is not going away, and we're being overrun by that. And, you know, that was a big portion of primarily, you know, the crime lab and the coroner issue. But, you know, also those extra dollars are needed so that we can actually provide support that's needed in the prosecutor's office to prosecute these cases. And the other reality is the number one thing that everybody talks about in Lorain County is jobs. What are you doing about jobs? And certainly the sales tax question was about jobs. It was designed to get more people to work. Not everybody's fortunate enough to wake up in the morning and have a car in their driveway or a car in front of their house or in the garage, and they need public transit to get there. We have a very inadequate transit system, and we would have moved from allocating $50,000 a year from our general fund to more than $4.5 million a year that we could have also matched with federal dollars to grow transit even more. But we've had haven't had a good track record when it's come to trying to pass the sales tax, and we haven't had a good track record when it's come to trying to garner support for transit. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again: transit is a jobs issue, and you either pay for transit or you pay for some form of public assistance. So it's all designed to get people to work.
In this morning's Chronicle-Telegram, your colleague Ted Kahlo is basically quoted as saying it might be time to have some public hearings prior to imposing a sales tax increase. Where do you stand on that line of thought?
Yeah. Well, we need more revenue. You know, the way the model works is in business, the model is profit. And, you know, to make a profit to run your business, you know, you raise prices. In government, the model is not to make a profit, but to provide services to the people. And the only model for providing that services is basically through a tax base. And there is no question that, you know, when you lose, when you go from $9 million in local government funds to $3 million today because it cuts from the state, when you lose business personal property taxes and utility personal property taxes that amounted to about $1 million, that's now gone from what used to come in. When you used to make $8 million in interest, you know, on your investments with the county, and now you're just barely making over $1 million a year, then you have the federal government tell you that you're going to lose $1.5 million because they're changing a sales tax structure. It just goes on, and eventually it builds up to the point where you simply can't pay the bills. My colleagues, before I got on the board, year after year, have been finding ways to fill the holes. And as I keep telling the public, we're out of Band-Aids at this point. So we need to find a way to cover what looks like it's going to be somewhere between $2 and $3 million shortfall there next year. Our carryovers get shorter and shorter each and every year. And, you know, everybody talks about, well, it's good to also have a rainy day fund. We don't have a rainy day fund. But we need to be able to pay our bills. We're borrowing money just to buy patrol cars for the sheriff's department. We used to be able to pay cash for those. And you know as well as I do that, you know, doing this kind of borrowing over a long period of time for a car that by the time we put the miles on it is out of existence before the darn thing's paid off makes it quite a challenge. So, you know, nobody's crying that is claiming that the sky's falling when it's not. I mean, we're in a serious financial bind right now, and it's the newest commissioner and the new set of eyes. And I hope the public understands that when I came into office, I realized things were dark. I didn't realize they were as dark as they are. They've gotten darker by the day. The state hasn't helped out. The feds certainly haven't helped out. And the cavalry's not coming. We need to find a way to work through this heroin epidemic. We need to find a way to get people to work. And so we're probably going to have some hearings and talk about what are all of our options. And I'm just looking at, you know, where do you make cuts? And, you know, the justice system and the sheriff's department is the majority of our budget. And, you know, we can't jeopardize the safety of our families in this county.
Talking to County Commissioner Matt Lundy, you mentioned your colleagues, both now back for another term. So obviously the folks in the county have confidence and kind of now are giving the taxing you with sort of, you know, trying to come up with more of the solutions, I guess. At least there's confidence in that regard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, you know, I know that, you know, Ted and Lori have worked extremely hard on trying to get the county through the budget cycle one year after another, finding ways to do the, you know, the one-time fixes. But as I said, the Band-Aid box is definitely out of Band-Aids. And, you know, as I said, in government, we don't have the model of you just simply raise prices and, you know, you're driven by a profit motive. But in government, it's about providing services. And, you know, this heroin epidemic is very troubling. And, you know, I was very sad to see that the Addis Board initiative did not pass. I was disappointed to see, you know, that I thought maybe at least the crime lab and the coroner's initiative would pass, and we weren't successful with that either. But as I said, I think a lot of this comes down to a lot of voter fatigue, where people are simply saying, hey, I need to take care of my, you know, my schools in Elyria, which is a good thing, and I'm so thrilled for the Elyria schools. That was a lot of money on the table, and it's going to greatly move the community forward. Very happy for the firefighters in the community of Lorain to move that forward. Badly needed money there. Some Lorain or Avon had a police and a fire levy. That's great to see that there with the community that's just, you know, exploding and growing tremendously, and those resources are needed. But I think sometimes people are looking at it and saying, well, I got to take care of my own community here first, and, you know, maybe next time around or soon I can, you know, step up and help out the county. But the bottom line is the need doesn't go away. We need to get people to work. We're being overrun by a heroin epidemic, and we simply don't have the money to meet those needs.
Commissioner Matt Lundy, we appreciate your time this morning and your thoughts on yesterday's election results. Thank you.
Thank you.